The house, the buildings, and the fences could be replaced if they were destroyed. The young horses could not. The mare, crazed with fear, jerked her head free, and with a wild plunge that knocked Jenny to the ground, the usually docile animal bolted, to be swiftly lost to sight in the eddying smoke. Jenny picked herself up, sick at heart and conscious of pain in her right ankle as she sought to stagger on. The mare would come to no harm. She would gallop away from the fire like the kangaroos, guided by instinct until she won clear of the danger, but she gritted her teeth as the pain bit deeply. Her ankle was badly wrenched if it was not broken, and she was still some distance from the paddock, and uncertain of which direction to take in order to find the gate. But the fence was there. She could see it now, solid and unyielding, 20 yards from her. And suddenly she saw Timothy. He had the gate open and had pulled down the top 2 bars of the fence on either side of the gate in order to make an aperture wide enough to let the trapped animals through. Jenny bit back a sob. She could hear the horses, hear their hoofbeats and their terrified neighing, but could not see them. Evidently, the poor creatures were panic-stricken, galloping this way and that in blind fear. If they were not rounded up and driven through the opening Timothy had managed to make in the fence, they would be destroyed long before the fire reached the fence and destroyed it too. She called out to Timothy, but her mouth and throat were too parched and dry for her words to reach him. He turned, however, and saw her, gestured to the fence and flung himself onto his own horse's back, to vanish a moment later, as if he had never been. Jenny limped over to the fence and, clinging to it until she could regain her breath, she struggled desperately to continue the work he had begun.